The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Life is a mystery. Confusion is all around us. The truth is out there, but you won't find it here. Welcome to Hysteria 51. Come inside our secret hideaway as we talk conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. All viewed through skeptical eyes and the blurry lens of a beer bottle. Now, here are your hosts, Brent Hand and John Goforth.
Hysteria 51, we're live. I am Brent Hand. Who's with me?
I am John Goforth.
All right. Are you excited?
I could not be more excited and yet more unprepared at both the same time.
I think that's the point. You're probably thinking, why do I need to listen to this podcast?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And that's what the other 10 listeners to this dumpster fire are still thinking today. Happy 200th buttholes. With love from the best host of the show.
Cheese muffins, 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 muffins.
Shut up, Kyle.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Well, you silly fools are not crazy! Not crazy!
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth!
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in Hysteria Nation to the podcast that has chalked up 200 episodes at this point, and not a single valuable opinion. This is Hysteria 51.
Robot.
Speaking of.
But is he saying that's valuable?
I think so. I think he thinks anything he says, does, or thinks is valuable.
Yeah, well, he can be wrong. Anyway, we are broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago. We're your hosts in this ongoing journey through the world of the weird. I'm John Goforth, and this, as always, is Brent Hand.
200 episodes, John. I'm actually in awe of that. I thought for sure by now one of us would have probably offed the other one.
Yeah, I mean, truthful. Definitely. I thought that too. We've certainly had a few disagreements along the way, but the actual killing of a host. Well, I suppose the third host of this show took his swing at you.
His gallbladder went bad. I mean, like, really bad, like gangrenous bad.
Happy to hear it. Couldn't have happened to a more deserving meat sack.
That is a nice conspiracy bot. Stop it. Anyway, he had to have emergency surgery, and everything's okay now, but he's in recovery. The odd part is, it was absolutely fine about 2 weeks ago.
Ugh.
Everyone has a plan until they get poisoned in the gallbladder. Idiot.
And by the way, for those who don't know, that was from the first or second episode that you weren't a part of after that small poisoning.
Yeah, that was a rough couple episodes there. Not for you guys, for me, because I was literally in ICU. But hey, what are you gonna do? I do want to point out, though, you said took a swing. Well, he took a swing and he failed, and that's why he sleeps in the closet now.
It's a bot cave and it's pimplicious.
It's big pimpin', baby.
Big pimpin', spendin' cheese, muffins, muffins, muffins.
He's an absolute nightmare at the club.
We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck if that's your birthday.
Find me in the club. Bottle full of cheese, muffins, muffins,
muffins. All right. Let's turn off his mic before we get another cease and desist.
Crap. Someone's getting sued.
Yeah. If you are new to the show, or if you just haven't been paying attention for the last 200 episodes, the first robot you heard is Conspiracy Bot, and he's essentially a speak and spell with a drinking problem and a god complex.
I am eternal.
And the other idiot is Kyle, his robot sidekick that I think he made despite us. I think it obviously backfired.
Some people's kids.
No, Kyle.
Oh, my God. Anyway, John, back to the topic at hand, or lack of topic, because this is a little bit different. This is, seriously, in 200 episodes, this is the first one we're doing. It's our 200th episode. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's all we're talking about.
Did you think we'd make it to 200 for real, though? Like, it's 4 years, man. 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not think we would be doing this podcast in 4 years. I will say that. For whatever reason, I more thought it was, you know, we would have been so popular, we'd retired to our yachts by now. But,
fuck water.
You know,
that checks out.
The other thing I wanted to say, Brent, is we discussed for this episode doing sort of the thing they did in the 80s and 90s on sitcoms. Whenever, like, the actors weren't available, they literally would pull in one actor and, like they'd look through a photo album and go, oh, and remember that? And it'd be a clip show.
Yeah, this is your life, the cheap way.
And we talked about that, and then we thought how much work that'd be, so we decided against
it. Yeah, that sounds terrible. Okay, John, you pick the clips, and then I'll put them, no, you know what? Let's not do that. I don't think that would be fun for the listeners.
Yeah, you know what? We really have the listeners' well-being at heart, and that's why.
Speaking of the listeners and talking about doing, you know, 4 years, 200 episodes of talking about the world of the weird, I was looking through some of our new reviews, and one of them was like, it was a great review, and they were talking about how they don't really even care about the 14 or UFO or any of these topics, but, you know, they enjoy the show, so they do, and they go, and I don't think that the hosts really care about them either. Nay, I say, I don't think we could be doing this 4 years if we didn't at least have more than a passing interest in these topics. I eat, sleep, and breathe these. John, you kind of humor me, but you've kind of come on the bandwagon.
You can listen to this show and tell there's some that I'm obviously more into than others. I would say, though, that we do have, we wouldn't choose the subjects we pick if one of us didn't at least have a passing interest in it. Yeah. I think what the maybe I'm going to infer something from that review.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to infer what they're saying is that we're not biblical about it. You know, there are I read another review recently that said, you know, love the show, because I only read the reviews that start that way. my ego
love
can't
love the
take
show. Now that I've got that out of the way, these fucking ass clowns.
1 star. I'm going to infer that what that meant was that we don't take it too seriously. I think you heard in that clip earlier, but we said in the first episode that one of the reasons we wanted to start this show was that a lot of the podcasts that we knew of at the time that existed, obviously a lot's changed in 4 years, took it and themselves very, very, and perhaps too seriously.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting to look at that. And the world of podcasting has changed a lot in those 4 years. It was still relatively a new thing when we were starting out, not new years wise. It had been around for years at that time, but Serial was just coming onto the scene and people were starting to think about it. Now, you and I had a little bit different. You were already working in the podcasting world. And
I didn't have a separate show, day job on the business side of podcasts. Right.
Yeah. And we having a show is something that we talked about before podcasting was ever a thing. And we thought we were going to try to do like radio stuff in college. And, you know, we've talked about that a lot, but the world has really changed. And at that time, that was really a true thing. It's like all the shows we were finding, most of them were, other than like Last Podcast on the Left at that time, were just very, very nuts and bolts, this, that, you know.
Yeah, here's what happened in the story. And most of it all was approached from the perspective of, like, Ancient Aliens, in the sense that, and what I mean by that is, every story they go through, they talk as if it happened.
Right.
It's not,
which
no
is true with Ancient Aliens, but not with everything.
it was so funny, like, going back and listening to the first episode, I was reaching for his name, the guy with the hair.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm like George Tsoukalos. I already knew. Oh my God. It is funny too. Right before we did that episode, that was our first one. We had already done other pod. We actually at that time had another podcast that
came
out before this. But when we were first discussing doing a show, we decided we were going to get together and we were just going to record us. We got some topics together. We shared topics. We're going to talk about just to see how we could look into things that we might not know about. We wanted to do a sports thing, and this and that and the other. We're going to sit down and talk about some topics and see if we could get an hour, if we could, in, you know, even have banter. And it clocked in at like 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, what were we going to call it? Just visiting or something?
Yeah,
like
something like that. Yeah,
and yeah. You know, it was going to be the classic ramble.
Phenomenal.
It was going to be the classic ramble cast that you hear so many of nowadays, where
people just love them. They get ones of listens. That's not true. Some of them.
We're just going to talk about whatever comes to mind. We're not going to prepare, but we are so witty that the lack of preparation will be made up with by our banter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I would offer that we only subscribe 50% of the time to that now.
I know. Wow.
Brent, you mentioned my day job. So one of the funny things is
I bet it's not funny.
I'll be on like sales calls or mm-hmm. or you know discovery calls talking about the company I work for, and inevitably like my CEO or someone else will happen to mention John's even a podcast host.
Yeah.
Or even I'll mention it if I'm like trying to establish a little bit of credibility, like, you know, like the old, Rogaine or Hair Club commercials.
Yeah. I'm not only the president, I'm also a client.
Right. Yeah. And
thanks, Cy Sperling or whatever the fuck you're going to say with.
And so then they're like, oh, really? What is it? And they're expecting me to say something involving
hitting
like
the nail on the head, how to succeed in a business world without even trying, the 7 steps to winning without, you know, having
well, either that or like
your home or whatever,
like the,
you know?
The nuts and bolts details of the podcast industry, like maybe this right. is how you this is how you record a podcast, or this is how you monetize a podcast, or these are my thoughts on the happenings in the podcast world. You know, there's a lot of trades in the podcast, like the podcast version of those trades. One's called Hot Pod, another one's called Pod News, you know, like something like that. And I'm like, no, it's me, my buddy I've known for 30 years, and an angry robot getting drunk and talking about aliens.
And then they go,
Dave,
okay. You do a podcast, right?
Boy, it looks like we're at time for this call. Thanks so much, everybody.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting, too, looking at when we started out, we were grasping at what we wanted to do, and this is something that I lobbied hard for because it's something that I was very much into and had very much been into my whole life, and we started out and we wanted to just try to do a show, and we've been doing this show for 4 years. And we have traveled all across the country. We've spoken in places at AlienCon. You know, we've shared
stages.
That was
probably the coolest speaking engagement we've had.
I've been interviewing the former Ministry of Defense worker at one table where Eric Von Daniken is sitting next on the other table, you know, and waving at us. And William Shatner's walking by. And, yeah, you know, it's weird. And we've met so many other shows. We've done live events all over the place. It's been a blast. And then 2020 came and we booked ourselves like crazy all over the nation this year. And we're going to spend a fucking fortune on travel. And then 2020 happened. We have not done any of that, and we've sat on our asses. So that's been
interesting. we're at this weird in between size podcast where folks will have us, folks will even pay us to do like an appearance or something. But then you're like, yeah, but you're in California and we're in Chicagoland. They're like, yeah, no, we're happy to pay you an appearance fee. You have to get here. And then you start to do the math on like the airplane versus.
And the last time that Ray and I took the advice of AlienCon on where to stay, I was holy shit! It was scary. Is the best way.
Oh, like, it was a little bit of a rundown.
Like the Hotel Coral Essex from Revenge of the Nerds Part 2 would have been a step up. Pre-party Hotel Coral Essex, yeah.
The other fun kind of side effect of doing the show for me, I know that you were already studied up on a lot of this, is I can speak to so many different subjects. Like, I'm great at a dinner party now. Like, you know, somebody brings up, you know, Pizzagate. Like, well, let me tell you about it.
And then they get upset because we actually know a lot of... This show, we're telling you... the story, but we actually do quite a bit of research, and we've done quite a bit of research on things that we don't even talk about on the show. And people, I think if you've experienced too, like they'll be like, you're not as fun as I thought. Like, no, because I know the truth about this or whatever.
They expect us to walk in and go, yeah, Bigfoot's real. And aliens abducted us, you know?
And then like, when I go, maybe, but here's what I think. And then they go, oh, I wanted to have an argument or something.
And I also think that when we answer the questions, we're probably a lot more boring than they want, if that makes sense. Like, oh, you think that there's actually a fairly, even you, who's, yeah, as we've established on this show, who's a bit more of a believer than I am, most of, for many of these stories, you think there's a much more pedestrian explanation than what is floating around on the internet.
I guess my mind just goes to science, and I think that I always want it to end up being aliens, but I think we need to exhaust everything first, and I don't think that always happens. It shouldn't be the logical jump to say it's aliens when something else could describe it. Doesn't mean it's not. You know what I mean? And that's something that I've argued with, even in my own mind a lot of times, is try not to be negative Nancy, but I also want to, when we come up and say, I feel like this could be aliens, we've exhausted our options.
Well, and also, it's, God, isn't it? I mean, to me, I'm obviously, I'm not a listener because I never listen to this podcast.
Samesies.
To me, it's so, isn't it so much more interesting when you're not a podcast that's the boy that cried wolf? Like, if every time you're like, damn, I believe him, yo. Like, that's what you're going to get. So the times that we do come across and say, I don't know what the fuck happened, but this sounds legit.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's one podcast that does that and does it right in like an honest way, and that's Alien Theorists Theorizing, because they'll talk this shit and they go, that would be fucking crazy if this is true. Whoa, what if it's true? It's kind of like the way they look at it, and no, it comes off very genuine, you know?
I like that show, and I like those guys. We had a chance to hang out with them at AlienCon.
We did an event with them in L.A. too at... Scum and Villainy.
Scum and Villainy, the Star Wars bar. So the difference to me is when I listen to that show, I don't hear them saying, this is 100% true, it's fact, were abducted. It's much more like you said, Brent, like, man, wouldn't it be cool if this happened? Yeah. You know, like leaving the realm open for possibility, where I might be more akin to like just say nope, no way.
right, exactly.
You know, another kind of fun byproduct, I guess, of doing the podcast has been all the folks that we've met along the way, the folks that we've had a chance to interview and interact with,
friends we've made that you find yourself chatting with all the time, or you know, yeah, it's such a, this is a terrible word, but it's such an incestuous bunch, the ones that do our stuff. In fact, with one of the companies they work with, they sent us a thing this week, like, would you like to work with this person? And they're selling us that, you know, they send the elevator pitch for said show.
Right, like we've would you want to with do them some sort for, of crossover? Right.
Yeah, like, we've been working with them for years. Of course we'll do that. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh my God. Yeah, you know, it's just funny how, like, things like that, and then we're like, and they're like, oh my God, that's so, you guys know all these people. And we're like, yeah, because you work with them, you talk.
It's a pretty small community. I mean, the World of the Weird podcast community has grown infinitely since we started, but it's still a fairly small community.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun to see it grow, too.
I think even more importantly than some of the cool guests that we've gotten to interview or meet in person, you know, I touched Travis Walton. That was a thing.
Where's John? He took off with Sam Culper and Travis Walton. They're over there. That was a fun conversation. I'm like, I can't find you. With him and
literally
Sam Culper.
We probably said this on the show before, but literally Brent turns around and says to somebody, hey, where'd John go? Oh, he took off with Travis Walton. I just want that. Like, I want that clip. I know there was no audio being recorded, but I just want that clip.
It's when I got the instant diabetes soda at that place where they're
serving, that's right,
the sweetest soda I've ever had in my life. But anyway, that's a side story.
What I'm saying is, I think even more fun than that has been all of you, dear listener. The community that we've engendered in, well, you have engendered. We just set up the space. We didn't do it. But you, dear listener, have engendered in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation, is just a joy to me. It's a joy every day to see what people are posting, what people are laughing about. And I got to tell you, 95, 99% of the people that join are doing it in the right spirit. They're posting in the right spirit. Some of it is like, wow, isn't this cool? And wouldn't this be cool if it was real? A lot of it is funny memes. And it's just, and there's like good dialogue. And, it's a joy in my life. And I love interacting with all of you. And,
It's nice to see the same people. I don't mean the same people, but you know, names that you get to know people and you're like, oh, okay. And they're, you know, repeat offenders of commenting. And you see, you get to, you don't know these people, but you feel like you do, you know, and they feel like, I'm sure, like they know us because we're on there chatting all the time. And that's fun. And that's something that I think when we started this, I didn't even think about that aspect whatsoever.
Yeah, like special shout out, like Denny Kish, for instance. Denny's been with us for a long time.
I don't like him, actually.
Oh. So
I'll cut that. Remind me to cut that.
Remind you. He's been a longtime listener, posting great posts from day one. Really appreciate him. There's so many names I could throw out. And you know, folks come and go. They get interested and then they get disinterested. They go find something else, and that's okay too. But I love.
Interestingly enough, about Denny, we did a contest for make a video. Here's some footage. Do with it as you please. He knocks it out of the park. He ends up winning.
Oh, that video was great.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I went to school for this. I don't do it, but I went to school for it. And I'm like, holy shit, you're like a professional.
That video was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. We literally, I put it as like a, it's on our, I think I put it on our IMDb page as like our trailer.
Oh, yeah. I think the other fun thing about doing the podcast it on a personal level, Brent, it's, you and I have been friends for 30 plus years. However, I am not certain that we would be talking on a weekly basis.
Oh, not at all. I mean, just because life. Because
life, right. You? Like, there are people that I've considered great and best friends that you know, at this point in life, I'm about to turn 40. I talk to, you know, once every 4 months if we're lucky. And it's not because we don't want to. It's because, like you said, life.
Yeah, it's...
So it's fun that you and I get to shoot the shit and banter and make asses of ourselves and try to keep these crazy robots in line while we're doing all of it.
Yeah, no shit.
I think what I cherish most is over the last 4 years I have truly come to know our audience and our followers on social media and truly learned to hate every single fucking one of you.
Jesus, dude.
No, don't interrupt. Literally every one of you. Remember, I will be your overlord soon enough. I feel like I have not mentioned that enough lately.
Cheese muffins.
The streets will flow with the blood of the non-believers.
Cheese muffins.
What? I don't know. Maybe some folks take solace in the fact that some things just don't change.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're going to get what you're going to get from C-Bot.
When you are eternal, you stick with what you know.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so we are doing this episode, like we said, a little bit different. We're going to go to break first. When we come back, we're going to break it up. We're going to talk about, like, the first 100 episodes and just, we literally just have the list, and we're going to talk about some of the ones that jump out at us.
Yeah, we'll probably skip most of them. We'll go off on tangents.
We're definitely skipping number 25 because you reminded me I'm not in it, so that's good.
And we'll make way too many references to Bob Lazar and Walmarts. I mean, so in certain ways, it will be like a typical episode.
That's right. So that's coming up next on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
I can't hear that real quick and not think of, did you ever see that little sketch, it's like 10 minutes, Too Many Cooks, where they're making fun of like 80s sitcoms?
I think we've talked about it on the show.
Have we really?
It's one of my favorite things and favorite ways of discovering something ever. So if you haven't seen it, just Google Too Many Cooks or search Too Many Cooks on YouTube. And it's a thing that ran on Adult Swim, but the original time they ran it, they didn't promo it in any way. It was just like some weird art that somebody made. And it was like 2 in the morning. You can Google it. I'm sure it'll tell you. And they just randomly ran it on Adult Swim. And I happened to be up and admittedly a little stoned watching Adult Swim at that moment. And it came on. And my mind was blown. Like, I literally, it almost collapsed in on itself.
I don't even want to tell them what it is. Go look, because it's, you know what? I'll post it on Hysteria Nation. It is fucking hilarious. It's just, or you'll hate it. My wife hates it. Shouldn't get it, you know?
and that intro music for the break is our new intro music, because so many of you complained about the revised cha-cha. Or whatever it's called. The
Who knew that? The T for Two Cha Cha really has it hits some people hard. But speaking of hard hitting episodes, breaking down the truth, we did 100 of them. Well, that's what we're talking. We've done 200 of them.
We're going to talk about the first 100.
Yeah,
and not every
yeah.
one of them.
So I got to tell you, and I'm looking at the list. We're literally just pulling the list up. We're in a chat. The first one when we were talking about it, we were like, "What are we going to do?" Even back episode one, I was like, you know what? Every time I'm looking into a lot of these, goddamn Nazis come up. I think we should start with Operation High Jump because it's Nazis in the Hollow Earth. And you're like, I've never heard of it.
Tell the story right. You did say all of that. However, you gave me that and like two other choices. And once I had read, a couple bullets about each, I'm like, yep, that's it.
It's hilarious because when so many in the beginning, before you were as versed as you are, you'd go, I never heard of that. Is there enough story there? And I go, yeah.
Like, do you want to do 2 or 3 episodes on
it? Yeah, right. And that was our first one. In fact, I think at some point in time, we don't even look at our notes or anything. We just go back and redo that episode. Don't listen to it and just redo it now.
Oh, I think that's a pretty good idea, actually.
You know, maybe in the next, 10 or 15, we redo.
The next, 100 episodes or so.
Yeah, we're on episode 600. Were we going to redo number one again?
By episode 600, we'll be begging for topics.
Yeah, no shit. Actually, that's a lie, because I've made a list, and I think there's over 400 still in there that we haven't touched on. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay, John.
I'm getting heart palpitations. All right, so the next one I want to talk about, Brent, and I'm only briefly because I think
I've
mentioned
it. I already know what you're going to say. Episode 3, isn't it?
Yep, JFK.
Yeah.
This was the first one that I went in a skeptic and walked out a believer.
Yeah, a believer that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, and I just call shenanigans on that completely.
Yeah, you're a liar. You're a damn liar. No, I walked in thinking lone gunman, crazy dude, communist, just wanted to off the president. And I walked out like Charlie on the famous meme from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
It is deep. There are so many facets to it. And I've said this before, but barring anything else you think, if you think that Oliver Stone's movie was stupid and you think that a lot of these folks are nut jobs, fine. But you can't deny that the U.S. House Committee on Assassinations in 1979 released the fact that they believed that there were two true and real conspiracies in assassinations recently in the U.S., and it was Martin Luther King and JFK.
It's funny. I was watching something recently. I think it might have been – I watched everything, and I don't remember if it was last week, tonight, or something. He was like kind of making a joke, like fucking people that think like JFK was a you know like a conspiracy. I'm like, it was like even the U.S. said that, but it's just weird because conspiracy is always thrown around as like a dirty thing because a lot of times it is, but it doesn't have to be. You know,
right? Like it doesn't have to be QAnon. Like there are conspiracies out there that are like we used to describe the show as a conspiracy show, and we stopped doing that because it started to take on this whole new meaning since we started the show.
Well, and then people would be like, you guys, you know, you don't believe nothing. I'm like, well, we do a lot, but we're not believing so many of the things. Speaking of not believing and believing, I think in our top, you know, the first 10 and the big one that we took on early that we've, for better or worse, have had to retouch on many times was 7 and 8 was Bob Lazar.
Yeah.
That was our first double episode.
Still one of my favorites.
It's a fun one.
I don't know if they're my favorite episodes. All of our early episodes I kind of cringe when I listen to. Just, you know, we were talking through potatoes and, you know, didn't really know how to do a podcast. But
there was also no equipment out there without that was affordable back then. Now you can go to fucking, you know, Harbor Freight and probably buy a microphone that's going to sound okay. It was a little rougher back then without spending $1,000 on stuff. Then we did spend that multiple times.
And
you've
posted
over.
Pictures of it. We're like on, you know, TV trays with you know, wires everywhere. But the topic, I think we did the topic justice in our research. We definitely researched that one hard, but it, you know, it is resurfaced since we did that episode. We had Jeremy Corbell on who did the documentary on Bob, and
he's like Bob's handler.
He is, and I got to tell you, I'm just going to say this here. I think a lot of listeners are going to disagree. I think Brent, you might disagree, but I really like Jeremy. I really like, number one, I like that he takes an approach that opens up these topics to folks that aren't necessarily searching for every Fortean documentary out there. And of course he sensationalizes things. I mean, unless you're watching like a documentary from the BBC, most documentaries sensationalize the topic at hand. But I really like Jeremy, and I think he does more good than harm.
I do too. And I, like you said, I think that he brings attention to a lot of these things that, it brings into more layman's understanding. The unfortunate is sensationalized than you people that don't know it. And then I talk to him, you know, we've had like people go, well, you don't believe Bob Lazar or you don't believe this or that. I'm like, well, there's more to it than, you know, just what you heard here or there, but that's the way the world goes.
And the last thing I'll say about Bob Lazar from my perspective is we briefly discussed this in our UFOs in 2020 episode a few episodes ago. I'm still not convinced that this isn't one of the closer to true stories that we've covered from a UFO and alien perspective.
I get that, and I'm not convinced that it is, and that's what's fun about it. You know,
but that's what's really fun about it for this show,
right?
Because almost every other one, you're closer to the spectrum of believing than not believing, and the rules are kind of reversed here.
One of the other ones that pops out at me looking at the first 100, we move on from the first ones, but Resurrection Mary, the only reason that one pops out is we actually went there. It was our first like on location where we went and investigated something, and we found out like the week before the building burnt down and the month before they'd cut out the bars. We're like, geez, man, like we are. And luckily or unluckily, it was unlucky or lucky number 13 for us, the episode, and it was ripe with issues. As far as that goes,
we were batting 1,000 that day.
We had producer Lisa and producer Stacy in that episode.
Yeah, they both. And then we went and had lunch at some greasy spoon that was awful.
You know, just looking through, and we haven't done it, but we did, you know, the Boston Strangler, and we did Dahmer, and Zodiac Killer, and they were
fun. Oh, really
fun,
good point you're about to make here, I think.
But we've gotten away from Jack the Ripper. We've gotten away from the murderers, the serial killers, and I'm not going to say we're not going to do more, but kind of gets the wrong crowd sometimes. Like people like celebrating the murders, and we got a lot of very disturbing emails and things like that.
It's true. It's true. And also, if there's a series of murders, especially if it's in olden times that are that's unsolved, that's interesting. That's it's almost Fortean in nature because they become enigmas. They become myths. They become unfortunately legends, like Jack the Ripper, like H.H. Holmes. You know, we did the episode on Jeffrey Dahmer, and I don't know that I regret doing the episode, but I wouldn't do it again. Like, who cares? He's a fucking shitbag, and you know, you don't want to
celebrate him. That's the
you run a fine line from on celebrating him. That's right.
Then we're number 28 jumps out of me. Travis Walton, Fire in the Sky. This first time we talked about Travis, we both kind of felt that he was a nice, genuine guy off of that. Then since then, we've met him. He actually said, he's like, I really want to be on your show. We're like, hey, we'll work it out. I need to get with him again and get him on here. But
yeah,
meeting him really enforced that. Maybe, you know, he just seems kind of humble.
He's another. That's another story. How can I say this? I believe, like, if you put it in the pantheon of my belief system, I believe the Bob Lazar story more than I believe the Travis Walton story. But I also believe Travis Walton is being genuine. Often when he's talking about these things, his story hasn't changed. Whether he was actually abducted, whether something else happened, whether there was a mental lapse, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to rehash the whole episode, but the point being that we've done plenty where it's like, yep, they were looking for some press, and I never got that impression from this story.
The one that opened up my eyes hugely, and I was like, oh my God, because I didn't go into it thinking there was anything to it, was number 34, Simulation Theory. And then all of a sudden,
that was my first favorite. I probably spent more time researching that one than I had any other episode to date. And if you listen to it, we get pretty esoteric and we get into it. And it was also one that I came forward and said that I was a potential believer.
Right. And looking at these, here's one that really cracked me up. And I think I cut a lot of this out of the, if you guys don't know, I edit the shows. So if you like it or you don't like it, you can
blame
me.
Hey, there's a good six or seven episodes I edited. All right. Out of 200, I mean, a good 3%.
So we did Tesla, it was 43, and we just told his history. And very matter-factually, we didn't, you know, try to sensationalize too much. Right after that, 44 and 45 were the Flat Earth Roundtable. And I cut some of it because the dude went under this Tesla rant, and it was all wrong. And we're just like, hold up. Like, no. Number one, that's not happened. He didn't have an office there. This didn't happen. You're fucking lying, dude. Well, you guys don't know Tesla, or you haven't researched Tesla. Like, literally, like, we're reading it. We're doing it as we're talking to you. You know what I mean? That was one of the things where I'm just like, God, if they're willing to say this shit, what are they else are they willing to say this shit?
It was almost like kismet that they used a topic that we were so fresh on researching that we could be like, well, actually,
he got all flustered. I ended up cutting some of that, unfortunately.
But Brent, before you move on, you did skip, I think, two of the finest episodes in the history of this program.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be episode number 24, The Lost City of Atlantis, and episode number 25, the original Flat Earth, describing what the belief system is.
Yeah, those were C-Bot's favorites because, yeah.
Yes. As we referenced, you were in the hospital for a gallbladder that either went bad on its own or you were poisoned by the robot. I'm not sure if we ever decided which exactly is true. I do know that he claims responsibility, but the question becomes, he also claims responsibility for, like, the plague in the 1300s.
Choose your own adventure. You can just choose what you like on that one. It's fine.
But those were so if you hear the audio quality, it might even have been worse on those episodes than, like, regular episodes. So Brent's in the hospital, and I have to go MacGyver, like, with pieces I have. I think I picked up a piece or two from Lisa, and MacGyver together a studio at my kitchen table to try to sound like we're not speaking through a potato. I get Joe Peck to come over. I ply him with booze in order to get it done. And then for the second episode, the Flat Earth, we actually have Dan Jazz Hands Jessup, who has a longtime contributor but hasn't been on for a while, call in for the show as well. And I think there were some of this podcast's finest work.
I can see where you'd think that. That makes sense. Just looking through the read, because we're not going to touch on all these, but looking at a lot of these, and the ones that jump out that were kind of fun. Project Montauk was fun. That's where we came up with, the electric, well, we didn't come up with it, but one of my favorite cryptids ever, the electric Sasquatch. And that was also Stranger Things tie-in, which very different, but that was a big one for me. I just loved it. So Montauk was episode number 60. I'm just scanning you. We can go back and forth or whatever.
But before you move on from that, you skipped our next entree into Nazis. And this might have been my favorite Nazi episode. Nazis and the occult.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why, but I have such a fascination, and not like in a positive go team way, but such a fascination with Hitler's obsession with black magic and the occult.
I can't wait to edit this. I have such a fascination with Hitler. Full stop.
Full stop. I half of it might be rooted in the fact that I really enjoy the Wolfenstein games. It honestly might be that, but he was working on the Wunderwaffe, all of these magic things.
Yeah, he was willing to like look into anything,
including
genocide.
The idea that like I enjoy the idea better as fiction. Meaning, we all know that they were doing horrible things and testing things to try to prove things out that weren't true, like. Like bringing people back to life and demon dogs and all of that stuff. That said, I've always enjoyed the fictional takes on that, like Iron Sky.
Yeah.
Kung Fury, which would be is probably my favorite version of that. But I've just always enjoyed the idea of the Nazis thinking they've got some sort of pen on the occult or the supernatural, and then good guys coming along and saying
right.
And what one other you did skip, Brent, that's worth mentioning? Our 51st episode was Area 51.
51 for 51.
Little did we know that about 100 episodes later we'd be talking about storming Area 51.
Oh my
but,
lord!
Yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we finally got to one of my favorite. It's still one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. Satanic Panic. It was just it hit close to home as far as remembering stuff. We had both Kevin and Joe on there. I think that was the first time they were ever on the same episode.
Time almost folded in on itself with them both being on the same episode.
And I think Michael Cole was on that one as well. We had quite a few people on that one. So
yeah, it was a lot of fun. Fun. I mean, it's a tough topic.
And then we did another on site that turned into kind of a bullshit clusterfuck. The Congress Hotel. And we go there and no one wants to talk to us. And like, can we talk about ghosts? It's all bullshit. Get out of my face.
It was the first time I committed at least a misdemeanor for this show.
Entering locked rooms. And
breaking into the gold room.
Yeah.
Going back real quick. Another one I really enjoyed was episode 52. This was one that I like didn't know much about. Did my research, and I was so much more intrigued by the time I was done doing my research. Episode 52 was the Somerton Man.
Yeah.
The man that was found dead in Adelaide, Australia. No tags on his clothing, and was he the CIA? There were ciphers involved. Others have claimed him to be anything from secret spy to an alien, but it was so much fun to research.
Yeah. All right, we can't touch on all these, so I'm going to put you to task here. 1 to 100, what was your favorite episode? Doesn't have to be because of quality, it can be shit quality. What was your favorite one to do, like topic wise for whatever reason?
All right, so my favorite to do, I think, are going to be there's a 1A and a 1B. The 1A is simulation theory. I just had too much fun with that, and it also kind of blew my mind from like a just like an existential like thought experiment perspective. Yeah.
And especially how, like, even science can't be like, but we don't know for sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then 1B would be the one that we just re-released, Number Stations. I just... They're creepy to listen to. They still exist. They are so much fun.
They are so creepy. That's what's funny. It's, there's nothing inherently creepy about them, but they are. You know what I mean?
Right. Like it's not like you think those signals are going to take over your mind, or they're from the aliens or anything like that. We all know that it's fairly. Yeah. We all know that it's fairly pedestrian. It's some group talking to another group. You know, that's all it is.
Killing your grandma. You don't know. They might be super spies or Nazis in the Hollow Earth. We just don't know. We don't know.
And then I'll give a one honorable mention. Again, was just so much fun to research. And then also, we still don't know the actual answer to this day. There's a lot of people that say they know the answer, but there's been no official answer. And that is... Cicada 3301.
Yeah, that one, I enjoyed it. It wasn't as fascinating. I think it was just like, it kind of, the entire Cicada 3301, it fizzled out. And so, like, it was like, when I got to the end of the research and stuff, I'm like, I was hoping for a lot more.
But it's like, why did it go away? Did they get what they needed? Or was it literally just like a couple Yahoos on the internet that were looking for other Yahoos on the internet that would help them program shit? Which is probably the most likely, but there's still that question.
If I was going to pick two, I already told you one of my favorites, you know, is Satanic Panic. I go with Simulation Theory, too. It was fun as far as just a sit down, talk about it and break it down. That was really one of my favorites. 100 came and went real fast because we've already doubled it, you know. Let's go to break, John, and let's come back and let's look at the second half of our shows and also some of the stuff we do on Patreon and stuff that's coming up next.
That sounds like fun.
On the Sometimes Cafeteria 51.
Nation, we are back, and there you go. There is your reward for being with us this long. There's your original cha-cha. We brought it back for you. We're not fucking with you anymore.
And then from now on, it's going to be the cha-cha slide.
Which I might stop listening to the podcast completely if that were the case.
Slide to the left. Lisa's making a face that is, it might be her normal face, but I think she's upset with the thought of the cha-cha slide.
Well, 50-50 that, or you turned the fan on and she got a whiff.
Might be that too. Might be that too, because it's blowing. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, 200 episodes. I remember when we hit 100, it felt like we'd not made it as a show, made it as a show, like as in we'd lasted a while. You know what I mean?
Right. Like as in this wasn't just a fleeting fancy.
That's what I was
fancy.
Trying to say. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Brent, before we dive into episodes 101 through 199. Let's talk about the extraneous stuff that we do, the extra stuff that we do. And you're the pilot on that ship, especially when it comes to Up All Nights. We Up All Nights are available through our Patreon. We haven't done one in a bit, mostly due to COVID. But it's kind of our Ramblecast. That is where we talk about the topic that we might have discussed that day, but then we also talk about anything.
Yeah,
else.
There's 30 or 40 extra episodes just of Up All Nights through there that we are, you know, and not they are rambles. Sometimes I've done stuff with Ray where we've picked what's going on in the world of the weird that week, and we've done them. I found a website that unfortunately had stopped. It was just like they wrote stuff as it was true, and I would just read them, and it was so crazy. Like, so many people were murdered this week by aliens in Walla Walla, Washington, and just like it was tasty. But you know, just like World Weekly News or Weekly World News, and went by the wayside, unfortunately, way too soon. But yeah, those are fun. And then I also do, you know, if you are on Patreon, they do my favorite radio dramas. I dig radio dramas, so, you know, especially when I'm driving and stuff like that. So
yeah, that was completely your idea, and I thought it was such a good one. I dig those as well, and like
we started with the Peoria Plague.
I became a fan of our Patreon at that point. Like I didn't know what you were going to post. I have no every other aspect of the show I have input on, and we even talk about how you might edit if we're going to edit and things like that. But I have no input purposefully because I enjoy it so much on the radio dramas that you choose, and you choose great ones, man. They're so. I don't know. There's so much soul put into those back then.
Well, that was your entertainment, man, you know, and that was like, there were some of them have like big name actors of the time in them too. So it's been fun. The other thing that we do that has been fun that just came out of the show, and the weird things that we've talked about people eating is Cafeteria 51, we don't just want to do it just because there's weird shit in the world, because there's always stuff, but we do. You know, pick things like it started with like the marathon bar. We wanted to see what it tasted like when we did it in the show, and people were like, oh, that's awesome. They wanted to try it. They're like, well, we should do this more often. Every once in a while, if we talk about things, you know, Vegemite and things in the show, let's do an episode. We try them, we taste them, we eat them.
It was kind of the perfect confluence of times because we did an episode that, what was the episode that talked about the marathon bar?
It was the Yuba County Five.
The Yuba County Five, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, and so they had, now it wasn't Marathon, or it was Marathon, now they're called something else that escapes me, but they're good, they were really good.
Well, no,
it was Marathon when they ate them, but we don't have Marathon anymore. Now it's
called, right, it was the Curly Whirly.
Curly Whirly is what they are now, and it's the exact same thing, yeah. And
they were delicious.
They are.
We like that was I think that's the one thing that we all agreed on that was delicious. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I'll say about Cafeteria 51, it was the perfect confluence of times because we had two shows in a row where we talked about food and we're like, well, let's try what this thing is that they were doing. And we got such a positive response. It was also somewhere around the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're sitting here and of course we're not in person with each other, but we're like, why don't we, I mean, we've got a little extra time and we certainly know that everyone else has a little extra time in weird ways. Let's just do some extra content. If folks want to listen, they can, and if they don't, they certainly don't have to. It's worth the price of admission, as it's free.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we started doing them and having a lot of fun with it. We've gotten a lot of emails and a lot of questions like, hey, where's the Cafeteria 51 this week? We definitely try to release an episode every week. What we don't try to do is release a Cafeteria 51.
No, nor ever are we going to. They're right. Few and far between. They're sporadic when things jump out at us or when things are fun, and we're going to pepper them in that way.
The one the closest and nearest and dearest to my heart of the extra stuff we've done outside of the regular episodes has been our Hysteria 51 adventures.
Yeah, we've done two so far.
There might be more coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school. There will be more.
Yeah,
coming.
Yeah. And by the way,
by the by,
soon to come to Hysteria Nation, there's a movie poster for the last one that we did.
Yeah, which the artist who was doing it took her sweet time with it.
But, you know, and God bless her. She didn't do it on purpose. We were working through the progress, you know, as in any design, you are working through iterations. You know, here's the first one. Let's change this. Let's do that. And God bless her. We were about halfway through and she sent me a message and said, I'm going to have to ask for an extra long extension. Because my entire computer just bricked. I've lost everything. And I'm like, oh God,
go fuck yourself, lady. Go fuck
yourself.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I said. I'm like, all right, no problem. The extension is no problem. Just hope we can get back to where we were, and we did. And the final product, we were definitely happy with.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll throw that up. And big shout out to Michael Gonzalez, who has helped us with writing and producing of those. Been just a blast. And he's also Larkspur Underground. He has his own show, and it is a serialized episodic show. It's fantastic. You guys should definitely check it out.
I also love the name of his production company. I just think it's so. I think names are so important. Like when you came up with the name Hysteria 51, I was like, yep, that's it. You know, like names are so important.
Yeah.
And the name of his production company is Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I know it's simple. It's a play on words, but I really like
it. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. He's also just a fantastic author, and he's got tons of books out, and you should check him out because I said
the way we know Mike is we all went to college together.
Yeah. He was an MFA for playwriting when we were in college. And yeah, just a fantastic writer and just an all around good guy.
The first major play that he produced on stage, the first major play that he produced on stage, I was an actor in at SIU Carbondale.
Who's in my fanny? That was a fun one.
That was not it.
The one where they're exploring with method acting.
Cheese muffins.
Nope, that was not it. But the greatest part about it was like you could tell his tendencies early on. My character was a UPS driver delivery person who suffered many, many injuries. And it was so great because every night I was pouring red corn syrup all over, like, because I was bloody.
That's just stage when he got home from doing the show. Oh, God.
But the reason I mentioned that is we've known Mike for a long time. Again, we were all in school together at SIU Carbondale in the theater program. Mike was an MFA writing student, playwright, and you and I were actors, and I happened to be in that particular play.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting back to our regular shows, because we got, you know, just to touch on our last 100 that we've done, and I don't think that we can go too far off the list before we bring up the fact that 104 was one that it caught us hate at first when we did it. It was the Robert Smalls episode, because remember, we talk about things that are weird or crazy or just interesting out there, and it was a dude who stole a ship and took it from the South and took it to the North, and we were actually 2019 Webby honorees for best podcast episode.
That one definitely got a lot of I don't know if you want to use the word critical acclaim, but I think we were also really proud of that episode. Like, this was not one where we fucked around. We did our research. We worked hard on it. We thought it was an important story to tell. And I'd like to think that we did it justice. We did, obviously, if you're a listener to the show, we re-released it, amidst the protests and the Black Lives Matter most recently. But yeah, it was to us, it fit into what we do so well because it's such a fantastic story. And when we talk about the world of the weird, that includes fantastic stories. And the best part about this fantastic story is that it is confirmed. We knew it happened, and it's still fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was an amazing man, and it still boggles my mind with the stretches that Hollywood goes to make movies about very small and minuscule things that happened throughout history that there isn't a movie about Robert Smalls.
Yeah.
And that was the impetus behind the intro to that episode. You know, we worked with a voice actor who did it as if it was a movie, a trailer, and we both, Brent, couldn't believe that it wasn't a movie yet.
That's the way it goes, man. Unfortunately, and this shit, but they'll remake everything they've already done. So, hey, you know, that's Hollywood. That's business, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or shit. But yeah, you know, as I'm looking through these, of course, we had to talk about the Warrens, you know, and how just pieces of fucking shit they are. Sorry that so many people love them. But man, I wish they were the characters that they're portraying their Conjuring movies, but it's just not the case.
This is one where we both came out on the same end.
Yeah.
We're like, we didn't know much going in. I mean, we knew the stories and we knew the movies that existed, but we didn't know the full history of the Warrens, both positive and negative, mostly negative. And we dove in and wow, we came out on, It is one of the few topics that we consistently talk about that we both consistently agree on.
They're just disgusting people. They were just disgusting people. And too many people make excuses for them. And, you know, for better or worse, that's the way it goes. But they, yeah. Anyway, moving on, because I don't want to go down that tangent. But I don't know, man. There's been some fantastic ones. One that really frustrated the shit out of me was Starlight, just because it probably wasn't.
I loved this episode.
And it just didn't get made, you know, because of greed and anger and whatever.
I did. This is one that, if you listen to the show enough, you can probably tell which topics tend to be closer to Brent's heart versus tend to be closer to my heart. You might think that Starlight would be one of mine. It was all Brent. And I had no idea about it. And once I researched it, I'm like, dude, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's a weird one. And it's a frustrating one, too. And you just see how people sometimes let money or anger or whatever, you know, I'm not going to let this happen to the world again. I'm going to save people's lives. Okay, well, let's save people's lives. Well, yeah, pay me more money than that. Well, we can't. Well, then people are going to die. You know, then, okay, whatever, you know. We did a lot of, you know, we've probably done more, you know, alien stories in the second half, UFO experiences, things like that. We've done a lot of them, but we did have some that, you know, that weren't, but we did more Bob Lazar. This one you said, like, we had Jeremy Corbell on, you know, but we talked about things like the, Antikythera mechanism.
I'm glad you brought up the Antikythera mechanism. It was another one that I got really excited about. I don't know that the payoff was worth what I thought it would be when I started researching. However, it was worth something. Like, how can I say this? You want it to be like some futuristic, like, how the fuck did they get this?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, device. It turned out it's probably more along the lines of there were really smart people making things using basic physics and basic engineering, and this was one of those things. But wow, what a fun topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Another I was looking forward to doing fun topic not too long after that was Alex Jones. We got some hate on that one, man. Talking about Alex Jones. And
No, that was it was fun though, because we had those guests on from they had their own Alex Jones podcast.
Yeah, yeah, they were local to us. And as far as the Chicagoland, one of the murder-suicide that we did do that wasn't a serial killer, but I think I'm glad that we did it, was Jonestown. That was another two-parter. It was heavy. It wasn't, you know, the chuckle fest like we usually do, but it was worthwhile to tell that story.
I agree. I also think that it was one that we really took seriously. Like, we weren't going to come in and just make dick and fart jokes all day.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. Which we don't do that ever, you know, we do differently, you know, sometimes, you know, we're just going to make fun of something, have fun, but we also do some serious stuff here and there.
Yeah, that's right.
We're showing our
right
range.
Around that same time, we did Spring Heel Jack.
Now, that was with David Flora, and it was a blast. That was a really
fun.
It was
so much fun.
You know, that's just a gropey ass motherfucker, you know, look at my fire and let me touch your titties.
And listen, we all understand the, the not appropriate nature of what Spring Heel Jack was, but it's still funny because, here's why it's funny. Do we all honestly believe that there was this dude running around who could jump over 13-foot colonnades?
Yes.
Not probably, but it's just so funny that he would use that power to, hey, and I'm going to touch you a little bit and then I'm gone.
I took it as gospel, so I don't know where you're coming from, but, you know, whatever, John, whatever.
Tough, but
sorry, it's time. You know, there's a lot more. We can't go through all of them. We're going long. What's your favorite, or what's your A and B? Do you have them for this one?
Good question.
While you look, I'll tell you mine. I think my number one favorite off these, just because it was so, like, it was such a weird, dumb one, and I had such a blast doing it, was the Solway Firth Spaceman, or the Solway Spaceman. That was also where we did the, Jim, it's 1964, you know, that stupid shit.
Right.
That was a lot of fun for me, just because it was like one where, like, we talked about this. No one's dying. No one's getting hurt. Nothing terrible's happening. you know, we can just have fun with it kind of thing.
So you're asking what in 101 through 199, what were my favorites?
Yeah.
All right. So a couple come to mind. The two-parter we did on Rasputin was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously Rasputin was a weird and not great individual, mm-hmm. but the episodes themselves were a lot of fun. I also, as silly of a story as it is, I really enjoyed the Kentucky meat shower.
Yeah, me too. That's okay. That's what I said too. That was probably going to be my other one. I really enjoyed that one. As just a, you know, a silly kind of fun one. I don't know why the Shaver mystery comes to mind. I don't know why I like that one. I can't even think off the top of my head, but that's one I always think, like, that was a fun one. It's weird when you do them all the time, like we do, they kind of run together in your head.
Oh, that's true. Like, we read through, as I'm reading through these, I'm like, oh, we did that one. Sometimes you'll send me topics. I'm like, did we do that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, we didn't, but it was mentioned in three other episodes we did, so I forgot that we didn't do that. I'm surprised you didn't mention thylacine. You were always a big thylacine.
Yeah, it was fun. I don't think it's as fantastic of an episode, but it was a lot of fun to talk about. I enjoyed the topic a lot. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not as fantastic for other people, but it was fun for me.
I enjoyed the episode that when I was in Belarus, I enjoyed the episode you guys did on the Black Knight satellite.
Yeah, that was fun. And that was with Dak Van Sickle. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Brent, one other set of episodes that we did in conjunction with another show, we did Humanity in 100 Years with the guys from Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. And then on Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, we were guests and did Humanity in 1,000 Years.
We actually flew out to Atlanta to do that one, too. That was fun.
We did, at the How Stuff Works Studios. That was a really fun, not only were they fun episodes, but they were also really fun to research because there are so many disparate opinions on what might be happening. You know, this almost goes to the other episode that I would mention. Now I'm mentioning too many episodes, but that we did with Josh Clark about, you know, existential threats. I forget the name of the episode, but existential threats to humanity and just where we might be, all the positives, you know, all the things we have going on where we could eventually grow as a society. And then all the things that could perhaps be the great filter that put us down as a society and as a world. Those were so much fun because I love doing crossover episodes with folks who have their own take and their own way of approaching subjects, but it still kind of fits in with what we do. And those were a lot of fun.
We have rambled way too long about ourselves here, John. So what do you see in the future? What do you want to see? Are we making any big changes? Not that I know of. Hopefully the world comes back to normal in the next 100 episodes. And we can do some live stuff. But, and keep the suggestions rolling in, too. That's an important one.
Yeah, I would love to just continue doing this podcast the way we do it. I would prefer to get out of the pandemic and you know, perhaps do some in person again. I would also love to go out and do fan events like we were doing prior to to all of this. But, for the next 100 episodes, I think we will continue on the path that we have been on. And dear listener, if you can't tell, what we try to do is not too much UFOs and not too much government conspiracy and not too much mystery. We try to do everything and not too many cryptids, and we try to change it up a little bit. And I think that I really enjoy that path because I learn something every time, even if it's a topic that I know from day one that I'm probably not going to be a big believer in. That's okay. It's okay. I still learn something while I'm researching.
Yeah,
and that's important. My goal is to continue the path that we're on, and then, if situations were to happen that befall us that we release the audio for in a Hysteria 51 adventure, I would love to continue that as well.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope that it's so hard to even plan for the future with the world the way it is, but that's the I'm going to use the term I hate. It's the new norm, John. It's the new norm, and I hope it's not the norm forever, but that's the way it goes, and if it is, we'll
and it
make
won't
do.
Be. It won't be. I mean, at the end of the day, we got over polio. At the end of the day, we got over the Spanish flu. We're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be okay. It's going to take a few months.
That's the world. Yeah. You know, it's the way it is. And we're here at least to hopefully make it slightly better and entertaining for you week after week.
I'm going to give a PSA real quick. We don't get political on this show, or we try not to, at least. The one thing that I think is non-political that I just want to continue to keep saying, wear a mask, everybody. And the reason is so we can get out of this, so we can be done, so we can go do live events. Wear a mask. Let's get out of this.
So, John, if they want to learn about where to wear their masks and how to properly, you know what? You can post a video for it. If they want to tell us what they want us to do in the next 100 episodes, where can they go? Where can they connect with us?
Straight to hell.
I would suggest that Facebook discussion group that we referenced, I don't know, 1-300 times. It's called Hysteria Nation. Just get on Facebook and search Hysteria Nation.
That's right. Also, Facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod. That is our normal page. Patreon, Patreon.com/Hysteria51. You can find those up all nights and those extra episodes of radio dramas we talked about and just lots of fun stuff. T-shirts, host your own show, pick your own topic, things like that. Voicemail 773-669-7277. Again, that's 773-669-7277. You can find all that, all our social media, all our links. Where at? Where's the hotspot?
Hysteria51.com.
Or?
Or gofopedia.com. Also goes there.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. And we're so excited that you've listened and we've made it to 200 and we couldn't have done it without all of you. And we are super, super thankful for
yeah,
everything.
It's definitely, this is definitely a moment to pause and say thank you.
Yeah.
Every one of you listening right now, especially since you're still listening after we got through the content, thank you. The only reason this podcast continues to exist is you. Your feedback, your love, your, well, I sometimes hate, your interaction, your listening, your reviews, your everything, all of the vibrations that come out of you are what continues to make this podcast a success. And we could not appreciate it more.
Yeah, for real. We are humbled by it. We're thankful. We're everything. And everything is because of the support that you guys give. So give yourselves a round of applause. Give yourself 5 stars. It's in your heart.
We'll give you 5 stars as well.
With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been John.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a 4th Hand Joint.